fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased." Christmas is about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. The angels who came and said, "There's going to be a baby who's going to be born. You're going to give him the name of Jesus." So we pray that tonight as you watch this play, that you would hear the true message of Christmas. We'll just ask the Lord to bless our time tonight and speak to us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you so much for this great season of the year, the season in which Christ was born, dear Father. And we pray that tonight as we gather together to watch this play, that you would be with us, that you would speak to us, that you would show to all of us, Lord, that Jesus Christ is your Son and came into this world to save us from our sins. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be present, that Christ would be glorified. If there's anyone here tonight who doesn't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that tonight would be the night that Jesus would come into their hearts. We'll give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Arise from the dead.
The Messiah will shine on you.
The believe this, but my name's Angel. I've heard them all over the years having a name like this.
I'll bet you have. What made you want to audition for the role of Angel for the Lies of Infinity?
Well, I'm an actress, and a pretty good one, if I might add.
I see.
Yep, I've been acting community theater since I was a wee little one. Was Annie.
Annie?
You know, the orphan one.
I see.
I've also played Maria in West Side Story and the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera.
You played the Phantom?
Well, yeah. You see, they were short on men that summer, and well, I don't let an obstacle stand in my way. Thinking back, my rendition of the Phantom did have more of a soprano than a low baritone.
You sound more qualified.
Well, I sure hope so. I've also played every role in the live nativity scene except for my name, the Angel. I think it's about time.
Well, go ahead and grab the script and read the Angel's lines.
Alrighty, let's see here. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take to yourself Mary as your wife, for thou with you.
Stop for a minute, please.
Huh? I'm sorry?
You do realize this isn't a musical. You're singing the script.
Oh, my bad. I just assumed we were going to jazz things up a little bit.
A virgin who's with child? It's pretty jazzed up, what you think?
So true. I guess I just get so used to this story. My bad.
Go ahead. Take another shot at it.
Meaning you want me to sing it, right?
Please don't.
Right. Gotcha. My bad. Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son. Thank you.
You read that fast. It's really great. Let's do it again, but this time with more...
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I just had an oh-wow moment. I mean, the Angel. The Angel made the biggest announcement ever. I mean, you count up all the announcements ever made, and this is the biggie. It's like the Angel was the first instant messenger, and here I am, Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds.
Okay, I'll roll with that. Never thought of it that way. An instant messenger. Good. Why don't you read it again?
Thanks, but no thanks. You see, it's a big responsibility to say those lines, and no method of acting would ever get me ready for this role.
I don't want you to act. I want you to put yourself in the Angel's shoes.
Angels had shoes?
Figure of speech. What I mean is...
Wings! I bet you meant wings. You want me to put myself in the Angel's wings.
What I mean is, we're supposed to carry the great announcement. As you put it, the instant messenger to the world, your neighborhood, your group of friends. So think of it in those terms.
You lost me there. How about I sing a little bit of Wind Beneath My Wings? Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could.
Stop holding on to what you know and what you're comfortable with and just surrender and trust that I've got a plan and a purpose for this. I know you may have doubts, but dive in.
Okay, my bad. I'm just going to dive right in. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take to yourself Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins.
Really great, Angel.
You mean it?
It was good.
You like me. You really like me. I can't wait to tell everybody I got the part.
I didn't say that, but I'll get back to you very soon. In the meantime, maybe you can put that name of yours to use. You're already a messenger.
There I go again, making it about me. My bad.
Is this the casting call?
Yes, it is. You're in the right place.
Good, I thought it was. My name's George Clooney. Not the actor George Clooney, even though we look a lot alike. I know what you're going to ask. Are you two related? I don't know yet. checking that out on FamilyTree.com. We'll see.
Well, welcome, George. So you're here to audition for the live nativity scene this year.
I am. I'm very excited. I think if you allowed me to be part of your production, I think I could really add a lot to it.
Great. Which character are you auditioning for?
Well, I was looking through the script, and it seems that characters in the play, but not in the nativity, and I'd like to see if we got them in this year.
So, you'd like to audition for a character that's not even in the live nativity?
Correct. You're so easy to talk to. That's true what people say about you. If you had my idea to be part of your play, I think I could really chew up the scenery. Help me help you.
And which character are you talking about?
King Herod.
Herod!
I know, right? You're feeling it, aren't you? Where's Herod? You've been wondering the same thing. It's okay. Give it a minute. Let it wash over you.
Wondering what?
Why the king didn't make a little cameo in the live nativity. He's the one that got the whole thing started with the census. Why is he left out?
Well, he's the bad guy in the story.
Exactly. Every great story has a villain. Darth Vader, J.R. Ewing, Lex Luthor, the Joker, Scar from the Lion King. Let's put King Herod right in the middle of all of it.
Did he send the wise men to go and check things out?
Well, I guess that's why he's the director. What about this? He's one of the wise men. Then boom goes the dynamite. There he is laughing at me, maniacal King Herod laugh. I've got you this time, my pretty. And your little girl boy, too.
I think you just ordered a spy movie in The Wizard of Oz all at the same time.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's change the greatest story ever told.
He wanted to kill Jesus. He wanted to kill all the male babies around so he'd still be king. He tried to outsmart God.
Yeah, he almost did, too.
He didn't. Not even close. Why don't you just pick a character that was actually an eyewitness to the greatest story ever told?
I don't want to. All the characters that were there actually in the scene were poor, dirty, and no flashy clothing. That's not fun.
That's the only way it can work.
No.
George.
I want to do it my way. My idea is a great idea. Let's change the story. My story.
Well, that's where you and so many people get it wrong. It's not your story. It's his story. Sorry, the script isn't about you. I would love for you to play a part in the story. But when you're made it about you and your ideas, we lose sight of why we even celebrate the greatest story.
Okay, I see what you're saying. My ego's not my amigo. I guess I'll audition for a shepherd. He sees an angel and carries a big stick.
Sure.
Great. But what about this? He's not actually a shepherd at all, but a time traveler sent to 8th century B.C., he knows all this stuff and helps all these people and saves the world from destruction and despair.
That's what Jesus did. Next.
Excuse me, Director.
Yes, can I help you?
There's a young lad here who would like to sing for you. I thought after the last couple of auditions, it might be good to squeeze him in now.
Okay, see you then. That'd be nice. Thank you.
James, sir.
I understand you would like to sing.
Yes, sir. You see, I think the Christmas nativity can only be properly understood if you know why there was a nativity.
Interesting. Why do you think there was a nativity?
Well, I'm not sure how you can understand that you need a savior unless you know that you're offending God and desperately need his forgiveness.
I see. Now, how does that work?
We are so full of ourselves that we squeeze God out. How could he not be offended if we have no interest in a relationship with him?
Well, that's very wise, James. So what does this have to do with the Christmas nativity?
We need to understand that Jesus left glory. He left the right hand of God to come down to earth. He came with a purpose.
And what was that purpose, James?
He came to die. He came to be a sacrifice, a substitute for us. He came to show us our hearts are sinful, and to forgive us and set us free.
Free from what, James?
Free from our sins, free from our bondage, free from our fears. You see, we've all traded God's love for a lie.
What's the lie, Jane?
We think that if we hold on tight to our stuff, the image of ourselves, the things of this world, we will experience joy. But it is all empty. Only the love of Christ, the baby born on Christmas Day, Jesus, the Son of God, who came to earth and died and rose again. Only his love satisfies.
James, you have clearly understood the good news of Christmas. I would love to hear you sing. Tell me why you wanted to audition.
made me. She said it would be good for my personality. I have an awesome personality.
Well, Mary was the Son of God. She had a lot on her mind. She had an angel talk to her that set her life a whole new course.
Yeah, that's cool. She was also worshipped. That's cool, too. I would like to be worshipped. My mom didn't think of that. I did. That's why I have an awesome personality.
It isn't about Mary. It's about the child she carried that we worship. Huge difference.
Carrie, look, Mr. Director, do I have to say anything? Can I just kneel and look at baby Jesus? I can do that. See? Look. I can even look back at Joseph, then back at the baby Jesus. So, do I get it?
I don't think you do. Get it. On so many levels. Let's try this. Read Luke 1, 46 to 49.
My mom didn't tell me I had to read. Ugh. Then Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has looked at the humble state of his handmaid. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name."
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Way cool.
What are you doing?
I'm Facebooking and tweeting this really cool moment I'm having to all of my followers.
You have 49 followers, and two of them are your grandparents who don't even know how to use Twitter. But I see how hard it is for you, and even adults, to believe that it's not all about you. In a sense, we all worship something other than God. You know, the place you pour out all the best energy, the thing that defines you who you are, the thing you absolutely can't live without, kind of God that will die if not plugged into the wall at night.
Ouch. True. Guilty. Okay. I want to do this. I want to be Mary and to look longingly at baby Jesus.
I think I have another part for you. It's not a flashy role or even a role that would warrant a lot of tweet, but it could be the greatest role of your life.
The greatest role of my life? I'll do it.
I haven't told you what the role is yet.
I don't care. I'll do it.
You sure?
Totally. What is it?
Props. You'll be in charge of it.
What?
We are now ready to hear auditions for the role of Joseph.
Hi, I'm Joe. Joe Stanley.
Hey, Joe. Why are you auditioning for the role of Joseph today?
Well, in all honesty, pound for pound, my wife wants me to.
Oh, so this is not something you volunteered on your own?
No.
Say it ain't so, no.
I can't. I wish I could. You see, my wife says I'm kind of a caveman. In my own little world, watching way too much Sports Center. She says I care more about NASCAR and hillbilly hand fishing than I do about giving back to the body of Christ.
I see. Well, Joseph is a big role. The earthen father of the Messiah. Trekked the trail from his hometown to Bethlehem. On foot, over 300 miles to register for the census. Married a woman that was pregnant with the Son of God. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and about that too. I probably should have auditioned for the role of a shepherd. Because all they do is watch sheep and keep it themselves. Again, it was my wife's idea for me to audition for this role. Because that's my full name, Joseph. Joseph Arlene Selman.
Arlene?
Yeah. You see, my mom's a twin, and her sister's name is Arlene. And I'm the third child in a family with no girls, hence I got my aunt's name as my middle name, Arlene. Embarrassing. Humiliating. It makes you want to just run and hide when your mama calls out your full name. And I can just hear saying it now. Joseph Arlene Stanley, you put that cat down. God didn't put him on this earth for us to make boomerangs out of. My mother was always very sensitive to the feline community.
I just thought what I needed to do. You just might be perfect for the role of Joseph, Joe.
Pound for pound, I'm just not seeing what you're seeing, I reckon.
Here's the deal. All the emotions you felt, confusion, embarrassment, humiliation, disillusionment. Joseph felt all
seen a lot of nativity. He always looked so happy with his arm around Mary, looking down at the little baby Jesus. See, there aren't any of those emotions in that manger.
Well, how do you think Joseph got to that moment? What do you think were the emotions going through Joseph's heart, soul, and mind when the angels delivered the news that Mary would be with child, and Mary is the Son of God?
Well, I never thought of it like that. I guess I always just pictured him saying, okay, and being good with it.
As you would say, pound for pound, it was probably a major blow to his world. He had to decide whether to follow what the angel Gabriel told him, as crazy as it sounded, or do what was best for him.
Well, that's pretty much half of my life, I guess. I'm more of a live and let live kind of guy.
It's easier that way. But think about what it says in Luke 1:19. The angel Gabriel told Joseph, I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. Do you think this was good news at first for Joseph? Or did he have to wrestle with what everybody would think?
Well, I'm guessing in some ways it wasn't his will be done, but God's will.
Exactly.
Kind of like my situation. Not my will, but my wife's.
Now you're well off track. Now, speaking of a union, Joseph, after hearing the news, and being a righteous man, wanted to divorce Mary quietly so it wouldn't be brought out into public. Back then, even during an engagement, it took two witnesses to legally get a divorce. He thought Mary was unfaithful. It wasn't until the angel said to marry her and take her home that Joseph followed.
Well, I reckon if he really did feel and wonder all those things, well, maybe I am right for this role. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I think you are. I think you nailed your audition with the simple realization it's not your will but God's. His son would say the exact same thing 33 years later as he died for the sins of the world.
Yeah, I'm sure glad he did that for me. I'll remember that when I'm looking at that little baby in the manger. I guess that's what you theater folks call getting into character.
Something like that.
All right then. Well, one more thing. Do I have to wear that biblical robe thingy?
You do.
You see, I have these camel hunting pants at home. They're almost like a robe. Can we do it a little differently?
Sorry, not your will.
Yeah, I get it.
Joe?
Yes, sir.
Give me that Joe's old one more time.
Wow. Pound for pound.
Cosmic, grove is in orchard.
Is that Irish?
Correct.
Did you speak Irish?
Is that required for the part? Did one of them travel by camel from Ireland? I don't even think it was named Ireland yet. I thought all I had to do was present the gift to the baby Jesus.
That's not your body. I was just trying to spark up conversation.
I'm not good with people. That's why I thought this part would be great for me. You know, no talking, no interacting, just kneel, hands 3 inches from the ground, back at a 45-degree angle, and legs in a squat position, as if I'm hovering while presenting the gift.
That's a good deal for sure.
Darn tootin', the other reason why I feel I'd be great for this role is I'm very smart. Always have been. Smart and wise seem like the same thing.
They're really not.
Regardless, I've seen the attempts at the live nativity of lesser earthlings before me, and I think I'd be great for the role.
Did you just call humans earthlings?
Like I said, I'm not good with people.
Well, there's a line that we've taken from the Bible and scripted from the wise man. Do you mind picking up the script and reading wise man number one, please?
Okay, wise man number one. I had a dream that we must not return to Herod. We must go back to our own country another way.
Okay, thank you. Next!
Wait, that's illogical, Captain.
Pardon me?
I just nailed that reading. Wasn't expecting to read, but there should be no next, but welcome to the Live Nativity Squad. Where's my beard and robe?
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but what are you doing with your phone?
I just Googled Magi. It means great. I was great. You putting me in this role would be tantamount to Peter Jackson casting Sir Ian McKellen as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
But why is then wanted to worship him? You're worshiping yourself. Seek and you will find. You need to do some more seeking before you can play the wise men.
They sought and found the Christ child. They should go back, report to King Herod, and do what they were told. That's the smart thing to do. Stay out of trouble.
Smart thing, sure, but not the wisest option. They saw the Christ child. It changed them. They followed the star, and what started out as a mission for a king became null and void when they met the true king.
I don't know. There's a system, you stick with the system.
Do you get what this is about? They saw what matters.
Look, the wise men traveled for thousands of miles with very little information. I, too, have traveled a long way to come to this audition.
Your audition sheet said you live 5 blocks away from the church.
I see. You're playing hardball. Let me offer you some gifts. I've got some warm jelly bellies, yellow in nature, a lot like gold. You can have my driver's license. It says Frank. It's Frank in a sense. I don't even know what I give you for myrrh. Myrrh. What a funny word. Sounds like a constipated cow.
I'm not the one you should be offering gifts to. Let me try to help you out. Read what the Bible says about the wise men, as far as your character.
Okay. They, having heard the king, went their way, and behold, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
You're not ready to be the wise man until you don't have anything else from your life, logic or feelings, but simply Christ. Don't miss what's really important. For everyone else's nativity, nothing else matters but what arrived that night. That's what makes you truly wise.
My wife! That's it, my wife! Her name's Myrna. Ha! I knew I couldn't get outsmarted.
You're married? Surely this is a miracle. Next!
Wait just a minute. Well, I guess I'm not good with people.
Hard name. Mary is such a sweet, soft name.
You're fine. Thanks for taking time to come out today on audition. Do you want to portray the role of Mary in the live nativity?
Sorry. What is it? The food's in the refrigerator. I'm auditioning for the live nativity thing at the church. Put it in the microwave for 4 minutes on high. On high. Hi! Put our son on the phone. Hey, sweetie. Hey, can you help Daddy cook his dinner? You put it in the microwave for... Yeah, that's it. Level two for 4 minutes. Okay, put Daddy back on the phone. Enjoy! So sorry, my world just never stops.
Totally okay. You have a lot in common with Mary. Her world isn't stopping.
You're right, which makes it even more perfect. I see it in the live nativity so many times, I just thought, why not? I can stand there and hold a baby. Heaven knows I have three.
Are you ready to read some lines for Mary?
She has lines? I mean, I didn't think there were lines. I've always just seen her look longingly at the baby Jesus. And then every once in a while, I'll look at the Joseph. And then Mary does the back forth, Jesus to Joseph, Joseph to Jesus. See? I can do that.
A reading line?
It's Mary. She's the mom of the Son of God. I wouldn't even know what she sounds like.
I assure you the lines are straight from the Bible. That makes our script.
Yeah, but...
What?
I read the script, or the Bible. See? Luke 1:30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
Yes, and?
Well, I don't know if I've found favor with God. I would hate for my words or my life to misrepresent what took place that day. I can pose, though, and look longingly at baby Jesus.
I hear what you're saying, Connie. That's what we should all be doing this holiday and every day.
I'm so sorry. It's my mom. She hasn't been doing so well. Can I just for a minute? Hello? Hi, Mom. Well, I'm right in the middle of auditioning for Mary for the Live Nativity. Yes, the Virgin Mary. Yes, Mom, I realize that. What's up? Oh, sure, I'll come over right after this. No, not a problem. Your grandson made dinner, so we were fine. Huh? You'll have to tell me it was on Fox News when I come over, okay? Love you too, Mom. Well, I really botched this audition. I'll just get my things.
I think the part of Mary would be perfect for you. Just as Mary had doubts and questions the angel saying, how can this be? I can see that you have doubts too. You see, Mary was favored. That means she was gracious, caring, considerate, freely giving of her love. I think you embody that totally.
Oh, wow. I don't feel those things. As a mom and a wife, I feel like I'm always gripey, yelling, and trying to stay one step ahead of the other, but feeling like I'm always failing.
Read Luke 1, 26 and 38.
Okay. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
So, what do you think?
I don't know. The angel said she was highly favored. I'm just me.
Bonnie, you're his child, too. Your name is beautiful in the creator of the universe.
Seems impossible.
Have you just read, nothing is impossible for God. You'll do great, Bonnie.
Yeah. Hey, I like the way you say my name. I can't wait to be in this play, even if just for one night. Maybe my world will spin slower. Maybe I can be quiet for a little bit and just look at Jesus.
You don't have to wait.
Well, a wise woman once said, "May it be to me as you have said."
miss a note, sir. If I was a businessman, like the innkeeper, would I be too caught up in my own life to realize that God was revealing his glory in the flesh?
bed down. I said, put the bed down. Never mind, hold the bed up. It's been chaos at a site everywhere. You see, Caesar issued this decree that everyone in the land has to be counted. Everyone has come back to their hometown to register. And Bethlehem is packed with people. I've never seen anything like it. The vendors are out selling like that, and the economy has never seen better days. Quite amazing, I tell you. It would take a miracle to top what I've seen in Bethlehem over the past few weeks. A complete miracle.
View of humanity from a barn, no less. crazy.
Pardon me?
I must have been inside your barn. I've been inside your barn.
You kind of smell like my barn.
That's the sheep pen. I'm a shepherd.
How do you know about my barn?
The star says it all. And this angel-like thing. There it was, minding my own sheep, and all of a sudden, oh, there's this angel. I was like, ah! But he said, fear not.
Then
what?
Up to the whole earth. Ah! And fear not.
Oh yeah, that angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find the babe wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Then more angels showed up. I saw spots in my eyes. We follow the star here, and just as we get here, there's the babe just like they said.
How do you know all that?
It's etched in my brain. I can't help but tell everyone. Oh, by the way, in the name of Jesus. Gotta go.
Very tempted.
Owe me another shekel.
There was no difference between night and day. Into
Enough!
My husband, Josiah, he's a good man. Sometimes I feel he's just too busy and misses out on the blessings of life. Don't get me wrong, he's a sweet, kind, and gentle husband. Other times he's a perfect example of why mothers eat their young. See, I have a joy in my heart for God. I'd like to share that joy with him, if he'd only let me.
My wife, Esther, a marvelous woman, no doubt about it. Sometimes everyone gets a little bit carried away with what she calls the God thing. She has to correlate everything in her life somehow around God. Perfect example? That star. She started to parallel that star somehow with God. Just absurd. At other times, I look at the inner peace that she has. I must say, I like some of it. I often find myself shying away from it because I feel I wouldn't be good enough to understand the joy that Esther shares with God. I'd like to know the faith that she has, but I'm just too fearful. Sometimes I wish God would just reveal himself in the flesh. God in the flesh. Now that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? My wife, she sees miracles all day long. Yes, I keep looking for one. Again, I desire intimacy.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. What did you say?
I didn't. I thought you...
Never mind. Do me a favor. Tell those shepherds to get out of our bar. Tell them they've got to pay rent just like everybody else.
Oh, all right. Don't get in such a huff. I'll be right back.
Now, Josiah, get a hold of yourself. Stop thinking such foolishness. But what if? What if that star really is a God? Esther!
Esther! Amen.
wonders will be provided in light of your birth. The world and all its busyness won't recognize you at first, but some will realize the Savior entered the world. You won't see the hurt, the anger, the pride, every hidden shame and thrill. Crown will not be stolen on you, but you will die with a crown of thorns in your
want to include myself. Everyone will be rushing to register for the census. Lives everywhere will be in their own little world. What they won't even realize is that a state just entered the world. She likes it. Silent thing. Yes, child, sleep while you can.
As we gather tonight and herald the songs of Christmas, an infant's cry echoes across some 2,000 years, calling us to make our hearts his home. Jesus came for us that we might have freedom, forgiveness, and eternal life. The miracle of Bethlehem is not that man might prepare a new roof in our world, but that he promised to welcome all who have believed to reign with him in heights of world gem and all. So let us lay down our lives before him. Throw him the praises that angels have never known. Let heaven and nature proclaim joy to the world. Emmanuel has come. Peace on earth. Glory to the newborn King. Maybe you're here tonight and you really don't know what Christmas is.